Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Here, Sir Elton, bring us back.
Leave on this is war wound like a crown.
23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grant LaBeouf, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, top marketing expert on the planet, probably in the galaxy, founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD, myth, author of new book. This is one of his several books, folks. He's written a bunch. Digital Selling, Sticky Marketing, Stickier Marketing, and then the new one, Myths of Marketing. Brand spanking new. I'm telling you, it's right off the press, day before yesterday. Banish the misconceptions and become a great marketer. Grant, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on this outstanding work that you produced. I need the website. I need to know how to find the book.
Yes, obviously all good bookshops, Amazon, of course, and you can go onto the website, my website, which is www.stickymarketing.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. And so we're talking about some of these myths, and a lot of times small businesses, the smallest small businesses, get the idea they don't need to do marketing. And that's a mistake, isn't it? That's one of your myths.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think sometimes, people think of marketing as, these huge brands and these huge TV commercials and everything else. But of course, you can do some really effective stuff, even more so now in the digital world, where you can really target your niche audience, your local audience, and really be effective. And I think we said, before the break that, you've got to be front of mind. You've got to have that top of mind awareness. People, you want people to think of your business, your offering, when they're looking for those types of products and services. And therefore, it's really imperative that people promote themselves. And in the digital world, so much now, people start to migrate and go straight online. And if you don't come up, if they can't find something on social media or they can't find something on your website, they'll just go somewhere else. And you don't want to miss out on those opportunities.
So, that's exactly right, and so no matter who you are, no matter what you do, you need to learn how to put your best foot forward. That's what I like, the way I like to think of it. Whatever it takes, whatever scale, whatever platform, whatever words you use, it's all about putting your best foot forward in the marketplace, so that when you're ready to sell something, you've already got a foothold. You've already got some kind of a perch, some kind of a foundation under you. So when you actually get up off your backside and go into the marketplace and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" Something there's a foundation for you there, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely right. You've got to think about, what are the problems I solve for my customers? Who are my customers and what are the problems I solve for them? Why would they come to me? And why am I in a good position to solve it for them? It might be that you're local, that you understand that marketplace, that you're convenient because you're around the corner from a certain geographical location. Think about, why am I in a good position to solve it and what are those issues? And then you can start to put together something compelling, a good value proposition. And then the other thing to think about is, where do my audience hang out? Who are my audience? Mm-hmm. Are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram? Are they on Twitter? Where are they locally? Where are local places where I can put up posters or put up mailers or whatever it is? So where does that audience go? Who are they? What are their challenges? And if you can think in those terms, you can really start to put something out there which becomes compelling for your market.
Right. Talk to us about content marketing. What's one of the biggest myths that we have about content marketing? One of the things I've been doing here on the show for 20 years is trying to get anybody who will listen to realize that they're experts – and what they do, whether they admit it or not, whether they realize it or not, they're experts. Their customers expect them to be experts, and they want to hear their expertise from them. And you do that by creating your own content. You become a publisher. What are some of the myths that you hear out there from people who resist that?
Yeah, you're 100% right, Jim. I think the biggest challenge is, I think people think it's just too time-consuming, too difficult, too expensive. You know, it's not for them, that's for other people, but I can't do it. And actually, you know what? It's really simple, but you just have to think like a media business, because essentially your website, your Facebook page, your Twitter account, your LinkedIn account, whatever it is you use, all of that, those are media channels. And therefore, if you can get into the head of being a media business, actually it becomes really simple. So I'll give you one example. You know, a lot of people think, well, it's just too difficult. But one of the reasons is because someone says, I'm going to write a blog every week. And you know what? If you try and blog every Monday, just as an example, it becomes really tough, because that 7 days comes around really fast. And suddenly it's the next Monday and you run out of time and you've got an issue with a customer. So one of the things you have to do is what all media do, which is to bulk produce. You know, don't sit down and write one blog. Book out half a day in your diary and write four or five. And then you've got the next five taken care of. Or if you're going to make a video, don't make one. Make five or six in a couple of hours.
Or,
and then you've got one.
Or how about this, Grant, as we wrap up the segment, whatever you're doing as you move through your week, whenever you're dealing with customers, let every interaction become the potential piece of content. And because your content piece, your video, your audio, what your article, whatever it might be, it might only be 30 seconds long. It doesn't have to be long. Last thoughts, quickly.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's a way of thinking. If you always think about it, your customer's question might be the next bit of content, 100%.
Myths of Marketing. That's the new book by Grant LaBeouf. I need the website again, Grant.
www.citymarketing.com.
All right, folks, it's a brand spanking new book, Myths of Marketing. Hey, Grant, good job today. Congratulations. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Grant LaBeouf.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.